Okay, so this is now the most exciting, but probably the most nerve-wracking time. You're about to launch your Chrome extension and get it out there in the wild. You've just got to have the belief now and just push that button and get this thing out there. The beta testers should test your go-live version. You can publish it as unlisted first, let them install it, give it a final test, and then you can just flick the visibility and make it public. So I'd suggest starting small and launching through one channel at a time. So don't just email your entire list. You could maybe announce it in the Facebook group first, or if you had a pre-launch special email waitlist, you could launch it through that list. And then as your confidence builds throughout the day, you can slowly expand that to the rest of your audience. If you see people having problems setting up the extension or anything like that, you want to try and iron those out before you email out to your entire list. Obviously, if you've told them it's going to be the 1st of July or whatever as a launch date, then you've got to stick with that and honor it and just try and fix things as quickly as you can. But if possible, you'd want to start small and gradually build that up. And with that, I want to give you a big pat on the back because you've hit this huge milestone of actually launching your MVP. And I hope it is a big success and lays the foundations for you to build a really good, profitable, cash-flowing Chrome extension. So well done. Take a breath. And then once you've exhaled, we'll get onto the next slide, which is just about ensuring that you treat your early adopters well, because you only get one chance to make a first impression. So you want to make sure that your support is rapid, timely for those early adopters, over deliver, leave a positive impression on them, and jump on support calls. As I mentioned earlier on in the course, these are fantastic opportunities for you to gather valuable feedback to shape your product roadmap. And then once you've exhausted the reach that you've got, so your email list, Facebook group, etc., then you want to maybe start exploring partnerships with influencers, affiliates, and other collaborations, but maybe a little bit further on down the road. And then in order to keep your user base happy, I would start looking at improving your support system so you can launch with just having an email or messenger support. But as soon as you can do, you want to transition from that primitive support method to a proper ticketing system. So you'll be able to assign tickets, reuse snippets, and search previous responses. You want to build up that knowledge base with a searchable guide and create these written and visual guides in video for common support issues. And eventually you'll start linking people to these relevant resources on your knowledge base in future support tickets rather than pasting in the same thing over and over again. And then you'll want to start establishing your presence on YouTube with these how-to videos. As we know, Google owns YouTube, and these videos appear in Google rankings as well, so they're a quick win to get some good SEO traffic and raise awareness of your extension. Okay, so pat on the back again. Well done for getting to this stage, and I'll see you in the final lesson in this module where we'll be talking about the 30 days to MVP in more detail. All right, I'll see you there.